Opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily that of Verke Radio, our affiliates, advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are that of the hosts and their guests. Enjoy the show.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Are listening to Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Live on Iliad, we are real baby.
We look to enrich, encourage, and engage our youth here on iHeartRadio.
And it's presented like a jewel.
We interview individuals such as Susan L. Taylor.
What we know is that failing schools are the pipeline to prison.
Jasari X.
We're the changers, and I feel like this generation is a generation that's really going to make change.
Dr. Julia Hare.
The best part about Action Plan is to reclaim the minds of our children.
Dick Gregory.
Our problem is we think we're part of this government, you know.
This is Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Live on Iliad, we are real baby.
Tune in to WWRN 1100 AM on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. and every Friday from 10 to 11 p.m. on WWE 1100 AM on iHeartRadio.
Just gotta get in tune with your purpose.
YMP.
You know.
Your calling number is
404-603-8770.
And
your host, Jeff.
We're here now
with your co-host, Digger Dame Lee.
Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Young Men's Perspective Radio.
YMP.
Welcome to the future, baby.
Like this. What's the dairy, man? This is the legendary, the cool, the DJ, the red alert. And all I gotta say is one thing right now. Ask Donna.
You are listening to Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Live on Iliad, we are real baby.
On iHeartRadio.
We here now.
YMP.
What's going on, family? Welcome to another edition of YMP Radio. I am your host, Jeff Hodges, and really excited to be in the building tonight once again, as always, to bring you some great content, some beautiful guests, and some lovely, applicable information.
Yes, sir. And it's your man's Digger Dame Lee, a.k.a. Paparazzi. You know, the guy with the bionic eye. It's official, man. We here. How you feeling today, Jeff?
Man, like always, the champster. You know
hey,
that.
Hey, man, I like the champster movement. We had to get some shirts made over there at Crown Chakra Clothing. You know what I mean? Get us some champster shirts made. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's good to hear, man.
No doubt.
Here we are, successful again. Another week, another Friday.
All right.
You know what I mean? How you feel about it?
Nah, it's always a great deal, you know, to be able to come on air, give these guys what we do. The synergy is off the chain,
off
as
the chain.
Always. I'm just enjoying the ride, man, you know?
Indeed, indeed. I want to give a shout out before we get too far.
Yes, sir.
First, I got to say what's up to Diamond Life, a.k.a. Alice.
Diamond is back in the GA.
She's back, yo. She's back. She made a little travel up top for a minute and went, got rejuvenated, got some energy, took another little bite of the apple, and then she brought that light back. So we wish she was here tonight, but we glad she's back, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know, as always, I'm always excited that we can sit down and chop it up, build, and bring some light to some situations and subjects
right.
That can enable our people to push forward through it all, you know?
Okay. And what subjects would you be referring to, kind Jeff, sir?
Well, tonight we're going to definitely talk about how we can empower our bodies from the inside, rejuvenating themselves, you know, we're going to get on some health kick. You know, we got to give it to you like that.
I mean, healthy is the new gangster.
New
so
gangster.
It only goes with what it's supposed to go with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. So we're going to get it in a little while as our very special guest, the founder of Balance Thyself, will be joining us, Olivia Alexa.
Okay.
Telling you we're going to get it in about her herbal compounds as well as being a life and a relationship coach.
Oh, so she has the herbal compounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We like the herbal compounds.
Indeed.
No pun intended.
Indeed. So, yeah, we're going to definitely chop it up. In the meantime,
yo,
guys be sure to like and follow us on Facebook. You know, follow that Young Men's Perspective fan page, magazine, as well as Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Yes, sir.
You guys can grab that sixth edition of Young Men's Perspective magazine at ympmedia.com.
Do you have a copy of that? Can you show me a copy of that, please?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm able to show people that this exists.
Let them know.
Oh, that's a hard copy. Uh-oh. Oh, that's real.
Well, that don't do.
Let me find out.
You can get that. You can follow us on Twitter. Definitely on YMP Magazine.
Facts.
Follow us on Instagram, YMPM, the number one. And stay up with us, yo. And let us know what you think, how we're doing with the radio. If you're loving and you're feeling the vibe and the energy. If you got a copy of that, you know, edition, let us know what you think about that information and great content.
Yes, yes, yes. And definitely build with us, man. Let us know what you think and how you feel about the sound and information, just the way that we build and with y'all, the way that we're upgrading with the technology and aiming to really put things in motion for y'all, you know what I mean? I hope for the viewers, for those of you that can see, there's something very unique behind Mr. Hodges today. I'm noticing that we got a new ambiance going on.
Would you like
to share some insight with that, please, sir?
That would be the banner, my dude.
The banner?
That is the banner.
You talking about David Banner?
Not at all.
Oh.
That jokester.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to definitely be sharing that with the people as we move around and about. Let y'all know that we are definitely official.
Oh, it's official. Y'all see it.
It's official.
Yeah, and so we're doing things over here, man. I want to give a shout out to a couple people real quick, if I may, man.
No doubt.
First, I want to pay some love and respects to my baby sister, Sharika Barker. Yeah, I mean, my nephew was murdered on my son's sixth birthday.
Condolences.
You know what I mean? January 21st. And that was a couple years ago. And she's still growing through that process. Myself, I also lost my first son. So I'm aiming to be her spiritual walker, you know what I mean? Show her how to deal with this and how to still exist under these extremes. So I just want to shoot some love to my baby sister. Let her know that I love her. I love my family, and it's real strong out there. Speaking of which, I got to shoot a shout out to Simone S. Dot, my family. You dig what I'm saying? She's a great contributor to YMP, Real Fake Media, Illy Avenue, and things of that nature.
Oh, for sure,
Again, I definitely got to salute Diamond. I'm just so happy that she's back. So welcome back home, Diamond.
Welcome back.
Can't wait to get you back in the box up here with us. We need your energy.
Of
course. You know what I mean? What else we got going on, man? There's more shout-outs to give, just to acknowledge some people. We definitely want to give a shout-out to our very own Frankie Lynn Hines.
Oh, yeah.
And our very own Kumar Afterglow.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we got to give them some love. We got to give some love to Tony Travis. I can't wait to get him on here.
Yeah,
we still rocking our hip-hop joint next week, man.
Oh, for sure. All right, you know it's bigger than hip-hop coming
all right
at y'all.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the last time we tried to pull this off, we had to call an audible just because we couldn't line up the energy that we were supposed to. Listen, we have a platform for artists. This is bigger than hip-hop. You feel me? We want y'all to submit music to us. We want to give you an opportunity to be seen, heard, felt, recognized. You know what I mean? And I saw some hand gestures over here. Jeff, can you tell me what the ventriloquism magic trick thing is going on?
What we got going on is right now we're going to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, to the YMP family, our very special guest, you know, the founder of Balance Thyself, herbal compound website and business, the power and rejuvenate your body. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Olivia Alexa.
Hey.
having me. I'm happy to be here, most definitely.
Welcome, 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 beloved. How are you doing today?
I'm amazing. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Historical. We are definitely doing great. It's an honor and pleasure to have you, Queen. As you know, I've been following you and watching you doing great things, and to see you come out coming from the health, no question, from the health aspect, we wanted to chop it up and let the people know.
Right.
Yes, let's do it.
No doubt, no doubt. So first and foremost, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and we'll get into your balanced ourselves.
Okay, most definitely. Well, my name is Olivia Alexa. I specialize in a couple of self-empowerment, things of that nature. As you just stated, I do all my own Herbaline, balancedmyself.net, and I'm just an all-around renaissance woman, so I just get it done.
Indeed. So what was the deciding factor that moved you to take action and empower our community from that get healthy aspect, as I mentioned?
Great question.
And do you have a medical or a chemist of some sort of background?
Yeah, I actually, to answer your first, that was actually your second question. I went pre-med for a while. I want to say about 2 years I went pre-med. And then when I realized what the medical field was actually about, when I found out that it was about death as opposed to health, I knew it wasn't for me. And that was the end of that journey. So I started venturing off into holistic medicine and things of that nature. So that's to answer that second part. The first part is, what sparked my interest into health and all of that is, ironically enough, sickness. Sickness is what inspired me to learn more about health. And I've been on this journey ever since, and I haven't stopped. And I'm loving it, so.
No doubt, no doubt.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. That's dope. So when you say that you've been on this journey ever since, like, can you recall how old you were when you really became conscious of what you're aware of now? Or what kind of stemmed the projection to where you gravitated towards? Like, what was it specifically? Did you notice someone in your family with, like, diabetes? Or was it a cancer situation that you became aware of, or something to that notion? Or was it just specific ways of eating food or whatnot? Like, how did what really, like, prompted you to walk in this direction?
Well, my father died of cancer. Cancer of the duodenum when I was 12 years old. And ever since after that, I've always had a fascination with medicine. I've always had a fascination with eating right. That part is what ventured me off to go pre-med before I just, you know, when I decided it wasn't for me. But when I look around at people, especially like the Black community and how sick we are, how we suffer from diabetes, cancer, erectile dysfunction, you name it, and we have it. And I started to make that connection. Okay, well, it has to be something more than just we have these diseases and oh well. It has to be some kind of connection there. Right. And that's what ventured me off into wanting to learn more and to kind of gain in that own self-knowledge of holistic medicine.
Indeed. Now, you founded and started your company, Balanced Thyself, starting out with your products, a line of herbal compounds, a cell nourisher, chelation, decalcifier, Irons Restore, all addressing important systems in our bodies, replenishing and revitalizing our cells, which is extremely important, by the way. But tell us, how did you come to this conclusion, making these claims with your products, and why should people use them?
Well, what prompted that, honestly, was Dr. Sabi. I am an avid follower of Dr. Sabi. I actually studied underneath one of his students for 2 years. So this is something that resonates deep with me. It's one of my passions. And like I said, once again, just the illness in the communities and wanting to address that was another one of my motivating factors. Everybody from any walk of life, young, old, white, Black, whatever, should look into using my products because it is for the human body holistically. So it won't only address the physical, it will also address your mental, because you can't have mental health without physical health. They go hand in hand.
Right.
So my products address the whole body in a holistic manner. So it's most definitely for everybody.
Wow, that's magic. That's magic right there. So you definitely saying it's a human experience that needs to take place here. It's not just for the melanated or for the less melanated, but this right here, it can bring some balance to the world community. Is that
exactly
what I'm together?
That's most definitely correct, because when we look at it, white and black and Asian and Hispanic, whatever, we are different biologically. Right. However, when we are plagued with diseases such as cancer, diabetes, lupus, whatever, the disease is not, is no different. The disease does not change based right. on ethnicity. It's, right. it's the biology, but the disease is the same, and it'll always be the same. So it requires the same treatment. So my products can be used by anybody.
Okay. That's okay. awesome. That's okay. awesome. So I know it was a word that Jeff expressed there that may have some of our listeners and or viewers a little thrown mm-hmm. off. Can you explain to the people what celestation is? Like, what can you define it for our listeners? Like, what does that mean?
Well, say that first part one more time. I didn't catch that.
The word celestation, is that how you enunciate it?
You mean my chelation?
Yes.
Oh, my chelation. Yeah, most definitely. What my chelation does is it's a blend of specific herbs. And it's almost like a detox, except it's like a detox on 100. It basically, when you consume chelation, it opens up every cell that your body is comprised of. Mm. And it empties out and removes all of the toxins, all of the junk, all of the fluoride, all of the anything you have inside your cells is not supposed to be there that's making you sick. It rids your body of that. So that's why my chelation will increase bowel movement between 5 and 6 times a day. Because wow. it's literally, yeah, your body is literally just eradicating everything. So it's a powerful product. It's a potent product. I give that warning. You know, if you find yourself having, if you find yourself going too much, then you need to scale back.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you yes. this. Would you consider those of us in the community that have like forms of like sickle cell, because I have a mm-hmm. baby cousin that's fighting sickle cell. She finds herself in the hospital more mm-hmm. times than not as of lately. Would this particular consumption adjust what she's going through in that regard?
It most definitely will. For something like sickle cell, that's what my iron restore is for. Because when you're talking about sickle cell, it's basically where the red blood cells, they have become so iron deprived and right. so oxygen deprived that they have literally formed into a sickle shape.
Right.
So
right.
It's, the sickle cell is the deprivation of iron fluorine. My iron restore is 100% iron fluorine, because iron fluorine is the only type of iron that the body can assimilate. Like, you know, when you go to the doctor and they give you all those iron pills right. and iron shots and all that, that's basically iron is coming from a rock. Your body cannot assimilate a rock. So right. iron fluorine comes from plants. So like I said, when we're talking about sickle cell and things like that, you need that iron ASAP.
Indeed. Now, I watched mm-hmm. several of your videos, read your post over the years, and see the type of feedback you get, and which has always been thankful and very appreciative for the information. Talk about that catalyst moment you knew you had the ability to help people.
Oh, man. I would say I've always been, even when I was a child, I like to say I was born into awakeness. Mm. Because my mother and father have never pushed religion on me. They've never pushed. They allowed me a chance to grow, which I think is essential for every child.
Right.
But I think it also helped me because my father was a politician. My mother was a psychologist. Mm. So it's kind of like I was born into that realm already. But what motivated me as far as like relationships and just life advice is basically just the need for it. Because when you look around, what I noticed is people, especially the black community, the black man and woman, we don't understand each other anymore. And honestly, a lot of us don't even care to anymore. So right. with my videos, what my driving force was in my videos is to hopefully get the black man and the black woman on one accord to open back up the lines of communication, because we really don't understand each other anymore.
Indeed.
That's facts.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Now, share mm-hmm. with my listeners about the importance of rejuvenating oneself and how it starts from within. Talk about how you discovered mm-hmm. that and why you took the all-natural approach.
Yeah, most definitely. Basically, I mean, if you're not healthy within, you will not be healthy to function. Mm. I've been on this health journey for years. Like I said, even going back to when I studied underneath Dr. Sabi's student for 2 years. You know, this has always been a passion of mine, even when I went into pre-med and all of that. And in my mind, if I can get the community, especially the black community, to be more conscious of what we eat, because that's another big thing. You know, we got to get off this chicken and pork, like, period. we got to start eating healthier.
We really got to let the chicken go, man. I make such a delicious wing. I make what's called slappers. Listen, Olivia, do we got to let the chicken wing go? I mean, we can let the other pieces.
You got to let it go, man. Look, you got chicken, pork,
but not the wings,
turkey,
man.
Your everything, your seafood that people love so much, you got to put it down, walk away from it.
All right.
See, you have, I mean, it doesn't have to be an overnight thing, but you have to gradually start weaning yourself away from meat, because we're biologically not capable to eat meat like other animals are. Mm. So we got to start moving towards the vegan thing. The V word, the vegan.
So since you suggest that, let me ask you this. Now, is this particular approach that you're saying right now, is this more for the melanated versions of ourselves, or is this again just for the world community? Because I know some bodies, I remember being on the flight one time and a gentleman was saying how he tried to go vegan, but his body just didn't respond to it well. He had to eat some form of meat.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So, I've heard that before too. Now, when we're talking about a vegan type lifestyle and a vegan type diet, the vegan lifestyle is geared more towards the melanated being, the black man and woman, because even if you go back into our ancestors were vegan. Right. We didn't have milk, we didn't have eggs, we didn't have cows and turkey and chicken. We didn't have that type of stuff. And but ironically enough, we were in optimal health. Mm-hmm. So you have to make a connection there. And then when you look at more so other ethnicities like Caucasians, they are more so biologically equipped to eat meat because of the region in which they came from. So it's not a, you know, one is better than the other type thing. We're just different. Mm-hmm. And we can't all eat the same type of food. You know, they try to push us to eat yogurt. But what they don't tell you is the melanated being, we're lactose intolerant. We can't put, our body cannot digest lactose, but a white woman's body can. So we have to start looking at this stuff, and we have to start eating according to our genetics.
That's intelligent. I like the way that's said. Healthy is the new gangster.
Indeed.
That's yes, awesome. It is. We need some callers. Yes.
I know somebody out there want to ask you something.
Hit them with that number.
Oh, yeah. For the callers out there, I know you got a question for Doc Olivia, man. She dropping that jewelry on you right now. Why don't y'all call us? 404-603-8770. Again, that's 404-603-8770. I know you want to ask Doc something because she's dropping that jewelry, and we might as well get healthy. It's the most intelligent truth.
Exactly. Talk about them jewels. Let them know what your products target. Break down the four areas, the four products and what areas they target. Let them know.
Most definitely. My Iron Restore targets anemia, sickle cell, things like that. Any kind of iron deprivation condition, it targets that. My chelation, that targets basically the full body detox. So if you have like digestive issues, if you find yourself constipated a lot, things like that, then it'll remove all of that. If you look in the mirror, you notice that your eyes are yellow, or if you look in the mirror, you notice that your teeth have spots on them, then you need to get that chelation because you have a excess of toxicity in your body. Mm. So you need to get that to clear everything out. My decalcifier. Everybody wants to talk about the pineal gland,
right.
But we don't want to talk about that. Almost everybody's pineal gland is calcified. We don't want to talk about that because of the water, the fluoride that's in the water, and all of that. So my decalcifier works to chip away and dissolve the calcium oxide crystals that have formed that make it calcified.
All right. Now, you just struck a note. Hold on, Doc. Hold up. Because I happen to be doing something real unique with my brain right now, and I feel like I don't have that much calcium deposit on it. So are you telling me that if I chose to indulge in your product, now keep in mind, we live on Iliad. This is YMP, baby. The world is seeing this. This is an international household name. Now, listen, I'm going to ask you this.
All right.
Because I'm really, really smart. Like, at this moment, I'm really smarter than me, right? So now this is what I'm going to ask you.
All right, okay.
What I want to know is if I take this product, would I be... Because it's me. Will I be close to like limitless. Is that what you're trying to say? Well, your products help me.
You said limitless.
Will you be close to oneness?
Nah, limitless. Limitless. That movie.
The movie. Like, remember when he took that little pill and he was able to think clearer and everything, right? Like, well, now on a not jokey side, but will this really help you focus? Like, you saying this for the mental thing, but will you find yourself following through in your performance of productivity?
Well, see, the thing, you're referring to the decalcifier, correct?
Yeah.
Now, see, that's a misconception because people think that the pineal gland helps with focus, and it doesn't. The pineal gland helps with self-enlightenment. The pineal gland helps with spirituality. Mm-hmm. The pineal gland is the portal to the Most High. It's right below the crown chakra.
Right.
So we have to understand and really understand what the pineal gland is for. Now, what my product does, when your pineal gland is calcified, you'll find yourself waking up depressed more. You'll find yourself waking up with a sense of, you know, non-entitlement, like, well, I don't deserve this, or I don't, you know, this, and that, and that. You'll find yourself with more negative thoughts. So in that aspect, my product, my decalcifier, most definitely helps to target that because it helps to chip away at the root cause of why you're having those thoughts or why you're feeling that way.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, before we go on a break, let them know where they can get your products from and how they can definitely obtain your services, because we're going to get into your services as a life and relationship coach, but give it to them.
Most definitely. Is the website is www.balancethyself.net, and you can also find me on Facebook, any kind of social media. It's Olivia Sahara Alexa. I'm not hard to find, so.
Not at all. You guys are listening to YMP Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Hodges, with my co-host, Digger Dame Lee. With our very special guest, as he said, Doc Olivia Alexa, in the building breaking down them herbal compounds. We'll be back. We'll take a quick break, pay these bills. Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Whatever. I wonder where some gala study around here. See them argue over man with them a share. See don't a worry about where next gala wear. And us see them need fi do them here. Do you hear? The kind of life we see them living round here. Sometimes it's sorry fi distress where them a be. But a gal from your conscience clear. See now when your load make me hear. Man are the least of my problem. So me left idiot fi have them. Me too cute fi mix up and blend. So tell a girl she fi go with her argument. Me stress free cause me no in a excitement. Them give her free but no man no dey beside them. Some girl a hype on me, yes a man a hide them. Nah, no pride girl, them no hot man no ride them. Cha. Me too rich fi argue with bitch. Me too nice fi in a cockfight. Me too hot and a that girl no like them. Everybody sit me a while.
That's right.
When me go shopping, me no look on the price. When girl a struggle for figures, me get it in a one night. To have a book right, no one me hardly advise. No. Come on for me name, girl, me nice.
Oh, nice.
I wonder where some girl a study round here. See them argue over man with them a share. See them a worry about where next girl a wear. And us, he said they need fi do them here.
Me dear.
The kind of life me see them living round here. Sometimes it's sorry for this stress where them a be. But y'all from your conscience clear. See now when your load make me hear. Man are the least, man are the least. Me drive them like Jeep. Park them till me ready now. Isn't that neat? Man a weep, come me have them weak kids. Man, we are nowhere, me no idiot. Lily, me have houses, cars and Cuban cigars. Me get date with lawyers and big movie stars. Me guy in a color just want me an empire. Me say easy, now that you are take it too far. Man are the least. I wonder where some gala study round here. See them argue over man where them a share. See don't a worry about where next gala wear. And us, he say they need fi do them here.
Do you hear?
The kind of life me see them living round here. Sometimes it's sorry for this stress where them a be. But y'all from your conscience clear. See now when your load make me hear.
Me worry about the coming of God, not the coming of man. Worry how fi make myself one of the chosen one. Me no worry about y'all who a look me husband. Oh, yeah. Me worry over man, you're wrong. Excess baggage me no carry. So tell a girl about me, she not fi worry. If I meet fi take a man fi a name, go mention that the day now go come, girl me slurry.
stress free, cause me not in a excitement. Them be wear free, and no man on them beside them. Some gal a eye on me, yes, them man a eye them. Nah, no pride, gal, them no hot man, no ride them. Wow, ooh, me too rich for argue with bitch. Me too nice for in a cockfight. Me bro? Too hot, and a that gal no like them. A everybody sitting me a wife. Ring. When me go shopping, me no look on the price. Where gal a struggle for fears, me get it in a one night. Night. What my book right now, I'm a hardly advice. Come on for me, name gal, my nice. Come on, at the least.
I wonder where some gal a study round here. See them argue over man with them a share. See them a worry about when next gal a wear. And us, he said, they need to do them here.
Do you hear?
The kind of life me see them living round here. Sometimes it's sorry for this, just where them a be.
Now tuned into
Young Men's Perspective
Radio.
What up, what up?
Call in now.
That's right, ho.
Your calling number is
404-603-8770.
Hit me.
On iHeartRadio.
Yes.
We here now.
History in the making.
Welcome to the future, baby.
Family, man. Hey, let's see y'all connect. Yo. Thank you for getting back at us, fam.
Yes, sir. Terrence, yes, sir. Out. Yes, sir. We glad to be back. Definitely got something for y'all. You still there with us, Queen?
I'm here. You know I'm here.
I know it. I know it. Check it out. Like I said, you do a lot of things. And one of the things, or rather two of the things you do, you definitely address, as you said, the black family. You touch on the relationship issues, and you give out some great information. And your followers, man, I'm telling you, they really appreciate it. And you helped out a lot of people. So we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
We're going to get it in and get your perspective at the same time, try to nourish the people. True?
Oh, so this is going to be a young woman's perspective right here.
Of course.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Of course. And we want to give a shout out to Diamond. Appreciate them drops, baby girl.
Early.
You know what I mean? So, all right. So relationships is all about compatibility. Opposites attract all the time. But too many opposites and no similarities won't really help a relationship succeed. So with that being said, let's talk about some of the things that, you know, most of us address and have maybe some different outcomes, and perhaps we can help some folks out.
Okay.
All right. So when it comes to phone calls and being in a relationship, what's the appropriate number of calls that should exchange within a day between the two?
I get asked that question a lot, and I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell everybody else. It depends on who you're dealing with,
right?
Because I'm not a phone person, so you don't have to call me as much as maybe the next woman. So you really have to get to know your partner, because you know, you may think that, okay, well, I'm calling to stay in constant contact, so I'm calling this person four times a day, and that person may be a texter, or that person may just not want to talk on the phone at all. So it really is no definite answer for that. You just have to know your partner.
Gotcha. Now, a lot of times when people get in relationships, they tend to lose themselves and unhappiness kicks in, you know, unfortunately. So here's a question. Would you compromise your happiness for the success of the relationship?
That's a good question.
That's an easy question. The answer is no. No. Absolutely not.
And why not?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you're talking about, you know, keeping yourself up, like going to the gym and eating right and all of that, if you're talking about that perspective, then no, I would never sacrifice myself for the sake of somebody or for the sake of the relationship, because I have to be happy with myself first. If I'm not happy with myself, the relationship is not going to be healthy. So if I feel myself slipping, then it needs to be a come to Jesus meeting, because something I need to be back on that accord with myself first before I can make anybody else happy.
All right.
I like that.
So check it out. Mm-hmm. What's the single most important thing for a relationship to be successful?
Oh, that's
that is
you
a
thought
good
about
one.
This today. I like this. This is good.
My answer is a couple of different things. Love, compassion, and understanding.
Right.
The love has to be involved. And I think that's one thing that, especially us as a black community, we're missing love and we're missing compassion. We don't have compassion for each other, love for each other anymore. The love and compassion is definitely an important element that needs to be present. And then understanding, you have to be able to understand your partner or it's never going to go anywhere.
I like that. Now, may I ask you this, since you brought up something that's very key to me, because I'm touchy-feely about how people function and operate with this expression. And that's the concept called love, right? Now, my question is, if you say you know how to love, where is your dojo? Like, where do you get to practice this concept, considering the style of engagement that most people really exchange on a day-to-day, you know what I mean, involvement? Like, how do you fine-tune the concept of your love if it's a lot of distortion that's taking place?
Mm-hmm. So you mean like outside factors that's going on?
Say that again?
So you mean like outside factors that are taken away from the concentration of love?
I mean, just the concept, period. Like, I know that me personally, I'm trying to solve some equations in my man life because I'm having a second chance to make a first impression. So I'm preparing to re-enter the world. So what you're speaking on, it's very useful for me all the way down to the herbs and everything. Like, I'm introducing myself. So I want to make sure that this round, I'm a little more successful than I've been accused in my previous experiences, right?
Mm-hmm,
and it's not that it's a whole cluster of those. Let me get that straight. I'm just saying.
So you put that
yeah.
in.
Real quick, little side footnote there. You know what I mean? But no, I just want to make sure that I'm recognizing patterns that I'm aware of and I can articulate about it. So when people mention love and things of these natures, I'm asking them, where did you come up with that concept? Like, how did you figure out that you had a desire for this particular concept?
Mm-hmm,
you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Right, most definitely. No, you're right. When we look at love and we start talking about love, people have this misconception that love is, oh, this person makes me feel good, so I love them.
Right.
And it's like,
No.
What does this person do for you as a person? Does this person make you better? Does this person push you to grow? Because if the answer is no to these, then you don't love them. You're just attached to them.
Mm.
Which I've done a video on love versus attachment, because they're two totally different things, but they can feel the same.
Right.
So a lot of our people are just attached to people, but they don't love them, because if some stuff really went down, there we know where to be found, because it's not rooted in love.
Right.
Exactly.
I call that the behavior of the parasite.
No, that's that infatuation.
Yes.
I call it the leech.
And when you're looking at patterns in the people that you choose or the mates or whoever that you're involved with, when you look at the pattern, if you haven't been successful like in a relationship, then you need to go within and then you need to say, okay, it's something with me to where I'm seeking out people that are not good for me. And that's what a lot of us don't do, because we have a problem with self-accountability. Mm-hmm. We have a problem with saying, okay, I'm the one messing up. I'm the one picking this man that hits on me. I'm the one that's always picking women that cheat on me, or women that, you know, crave attention or whatever like that. We never go within, and we always point the finger. Right. And that's where a lot of us get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a very, very well positioned that you place yourself there. Now, let me propose this as a thought.
Uh-huh.
Now, myself, again, I want to use me as my own guinea pig. Did you test yourself when you ran through these algorithms that you're sharing with others to, like, utilize? Like, did you, like, analyze yourself to realize, like, this is what works?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always advise other people to do the same. You're supposed to analyze yourself every single day, because,
facts,
you know, every single minute of the day, you're changing as a person, whether you're growing or
facts,
remaining the same or whatever. So I'm always in self-analyzation mode. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, just the trials and tribulations that I've been through with relationships, you know, the wisdom that I've gained from it, that's where a lot of my passion about relationships and stuff comes from. It's just my own personal
right.
downfalls, trials and tribulations and all that, because you are your best teacher.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that, pardon me, Jeff, but I just got to, because this is real personal to me right now. All right, so this is where I'm at with that, because it sounds like exact, right? And I could utilize this in a further moment. But dig, what I realized today is that I don't want to blame people for too much of anything. I kind of want to respect them for the species that they are, right? Like, whatever
right.
their practice is, I'm trying to, like, really respect it, but they like to throw the illusion on you, and you try to do the right inventory. See, I'm trying to do good inventory right now, not really be emotional,
yes.
right?
Yes,
I just wanna
you have to
be able to call it for what it is. So what I realize is this, and I'm having a tug of war with it. Maybe you can help me, Doc. I realize I care for people, right? So check it out, though. check it out. Because I'm in a new space, right? I'm really not collecting new people. I just have these memories of people that I know I cared about. Now, we really don't get a lot of productivity done. We probably don't even communicate. It's just the way that I learned how to care about the concept that they exist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need that space back in my mind. Can your herbs clear up the space? I need my space back because I don't get to utilize the people I care about, Doc.
You like, get out of my head.
Yeah. I want my space back. I just want my life back.
Right, exactly. And see, when we start talking about that, now most definitely my herbs will help with that. It'll help with the mental clarity, focus, good vibes, and all of that. It'll help to restore that back into your life and into your psyche. But when we talk about that, if you find yourself not able to get certain people out of your head and things like that, what our people don't realize is that there is a such thing as psychological and spiritual warfare that's being played on us every single day. And a lot of the time is being played on us by us.
Right.
We always, you know, like to point at you know, the Caucasians or whatever and say that they're waging war against us, but our people are too.
That's right.
When you find yourself in a situation like that, you need to start doing stuff like meditation, stuff like aligning your chakras, because
crown chakra clothing. That every time you say crown chakra or chakra, it makes me want to give my brother a shout out for his clothing line, Crown Chakra Clothing.
Nice. Do it. You're the plug, so do it.
All right. Crown Chakra Clothing by
Big Six. But you know, if your chakras are not aligned, then you'll have certain issues like that where, you know, you just love people too much. You just care about people too much. And you have to really look into aligning your chakras, which I'm actually about to launch a course.
Okay.
Where you can follow along and realign your chakras for a balanced life.
Oh, we need to have you again then. We need to bring you back.
We're going to definitely have her back. All right, so we're going to continue on. We're going to continue on. Like I said, she be getting it in with this relationship.
Come on.
So, we know finance can be a real issue in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how should finances be planned between a couple?
So you basically, should they be 50-50 or should the man fund everything? Is that what I'm getting right?
I mean,
how did you hear it?
Exactly. Because there's some who feel that old way of thinking, and there's some with this contemporary lifestyle like, yo, let's break this down the middle and keep it pushing.
See, I get a lot of old school minded people, or I should say women, who say, well, you know, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm doing this and that, so he should be able to provide, you know, the money and all of that. I don't agree with that because times have changed.
Right.
Steel mill jobs, high paying jobs that were readily available, you know, however long ago, they don't exist today. The job market is horrible. I mean, let's just keep it real.
Right.
Let's keep it real. Like, the job market is horrible. And women are exceeding in that area, you know, by design for a reason.
Exactly.
So we have to get realistic when we talk about the expectations of finances in the man. Do I think that everything should be split 50-50? It depends on, like I said, the circumstances. Is she making more than the man? Is the man making more than her? Or, you know, it just really, really, really depends. But the whole concept of the man paying everything and providing and the woman staying at home, I'm not in agreement with that.
Okay.
See.
All right. So real quick, there's a lot of times there's infidelity involved in relationships. So this is like this is a two part question. In the event there is some cheating, well, how one may define it, should that person be forgiven and they move forward? Is the first part of that question, and then the second half is, should a person, either or female or male, be about that confession? Like, should you open up and be really like right up front with everything?
Good move.
You like that?
Okay. I'm gonna answer the first part first. Should you forgive somebody that cheats?
Right.
It depends on the situation. Did that person cheat because you pushed them to cheat? So you can push somebody to cheat.
Say it again. I don't think the listeners heard you. I'm gonna ask you, say that again, Doc. I ain't saying it for me. I'm just saying we got some listeners out there that may practice that ritual.
People do not understand that. They just want to say, oh, well, you went and slept with somebody else. But look at why.
Right.
Because that why may give a lot of clues as to what you did wrong. You can push somebody to cheat. So let's get that out of the way. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all still human. And that leads into what I was getting ready to say. the whole concept of cheating has been, quote unquote, cheating has been misconstrued. See, especially in the black community, because we, more so black men than women, if you go back into our lineage and our ancestry, we were polygynous.
Right.
Y'all had more than one woman. Y'all had more than one wife, because we built dynasties. So a lot of our people don't understand DNA. So if you find yourself always with the urge to cheat and you're a black man, look back into your lineage, because your great, 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 great grandfather could have been a king and had 12 wives, and it passes down. Mm.
Now, I don't want y'all listeners out there to misinterpret what she's saying. Don't think just because your great 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 granddaddy was having a lot of intimate moments that he was a king. He could have just been a dude that was just having intimate moments. Just keep that in mind too. Don't be thinking everybody is a king and a queen.
Nah, there's a difference. All right, fine line.
Just wanted to get that clear, people.
Yeah, you're right. You got that right. Make that clear. Then no, not everybody. So don't use that as an excuse. Oh, I cheated on you because my 8-time grandfather had 8 wives. Like, no, that's not what we're doing here. But
you don't qualify.
If you felt like for a while that you're not meant to be with just one woman, you need to do some soul searching, because that's not cheating. That, I mean, they deemed it cheating, but it's not cheating. It's polygyny.
Or it could be just, you never really created a real contract. See, I want to have a further discussion with you, because this is a very unique topic for me, and I'm trying to, like, show the community that I'm involved with internationally, live on Illy Ave and through YMP Radio, is that a lot of, let me not use a buffer word. Here we go. Look, this is all made up, people. It's all fake. Mm-hmm. Do you know when you approach somebody that you're really doing it based off the concept of gratification, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you got subjected to having to meet somebody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, if you make the approach, if you're trying to win the attention of someone over, it's based on something. So what happens is you become irresponsible in creating your made-up concept of who you act like you're going to act like, right? And so this is what I'm trying to show people. Like, are you analyzing why you even say hello?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know that you was lying when you said, yo, what's up? Like, that was false. Like, I don't even know why you said that. You knew you wasn't going to follow through with it unless you knew you was going to do wrong with the hello. You know what I mean? I'm going to speak to you so I can take advantage of you or get over on you or just practice themselves or whatnot. You know what I mean? So
That's right.
I'm kind of like trying to draw light in that understanding as well, because we use the term relationships and couples, we use it so chiapetly.
So
you
loosely.
Know what I mean? It's like you can have a quick moment, rather it's a hug, an intimate moment, some food, a drink, a smoke, whatever. Close your eyes and open up again. Next thing, you're in a full-blown relationship. You got responsibilities and all type of things. So, you know what I mean? How would you gauge that? How do you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's another problem, especially in the black community, because when we talk about DNA and how information is passed down in DNA, our ancestors didn't date. What is dating?
Right.
What is a relationship? Like, we got married. We solidified stuff. So even the whole concept of dating and courting and all of that in the black community is wrong from the get. We are practicing practices that are Western.
Right,
we're not Western.
Right.
So we're out of our comfort zone and out of our realm of normality from the get. We're doomed from the get.
Right. All right, so here go another one for you.
Wow.
You know, like, a lot of times, some people got more friends than the others. You know, it's just that reality. So now you're in a relationship. So here's a question, but I got to say it in such a manner. Do you have to know all my friends?
Right.
No, you said, do you what?
Do you have to know all my friends?
Not all of them.
No. Oh, man. Some information doesn't need to be shared. You know what I mean? Like, if you're talking about in a relationship, you know, does each person need to know that particular thing about the other person? No. Like, what you've done is what you've done.
Right.
You know, I mean, true enough, reputations follow. So if you have a reputation for being just out here like that, then you do need to divulge that to your partner out of respect.
Right.
Because you don't want somebody to come up while y'all are walking and say, hey, dude, you talking to her? You know, she's been around.
Right,
like, you
right,
want
right.
to, right, you want to give them that respect. But if you have just, you know, been with a lot of people and you don't have a reputation out here like that, then no, there's no need to divulge that.
All right. Well, me personally, I like to divulge things. I like to express it because it's really a fun journey, right? But what happens with sharing, again, what I'm noticing, people like to weaponize your journey. They like to weaponize what you're sharing with them, the truth, the sensitivity of the experience. You know what I mean? You can find yourself in a disagreement and all of a sudden your most intimate truths have been weaponized and aimed at you. You know what I mean? So that's why I like to just go ahead and just say anything on purpose. Like I'm the young version of a young Wilt Chamberlain, right? I'll say that to her. like you feel me? And I'll leave it there. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
So
most definitely.
However you want to translate it, wear it. You know what I mean? I could say you thinking about the women he was with, I'm telling you I was a great ball player. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right,
you
right.
feel me? So it's a way that
and I mean, by all means, everything should be full honesty in a relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if that person, a lot of people, and truth be told, a lot of people don't want to know how many people you've been with. They're
right.
like, hey, I wasn't there. I don't want to know.
Right.
So you have put this on the table, and that person didn't even want to know that.
Right.
So
right.
you have to see how much your partner wants to know about you. A lot of people don't want to know stuff.
Oh, no. They want to know. Now, this is how I go now, Doc. Now, see, you got to keep in mind, the appetite is designed by a parasite. So when you say hello, you really start interrogating out the gate. We was talking about
That's
this
right.
on the way over here, lightweight. And I give you a small scenario of the discussion. But it was more like this. All right, can you run a scene with me real quick? We got a couple minutes. You can run a scene with me real quick? Just respond as naturally as you can, right? So as an example, I meet you. Hey, how you doing? Now, what's your response?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. So, what you into? What you like to do? Now, tell me something you like to do. Say something real simplistic, though, like eat food or something. Like, just start there.
Nah, I eat food.
What?
I like to eat food.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you know. I eat food, too. So, what else you into? Tell me something else.
I go to the gym.
What? You gotta be kidding. Man, you know what? I be going to the gym sometimes, too. Ooh, this is crazy. I mean, ooh, we got so much in common. So, what else you into?
We in a relationship now.
You see what I'm saying? So, you will start matching up concepts based off the seeking of gratification, knowing that ain't really your practice. And
right.
this is the art form of the human exchange, right? And so, I just want to kind of expose it all. I want to open up the book. Like, look, y'all, here, look, this is how it goes. Because really,
right,
really, we're in a very toxic way of exchanging ourselves, and we do very manipulative, on purpose, dysfunctional things to one another. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we're forced into practices of toleration. Like, my campaign as of late has been, please don't tolerate me. Because I don't want to tolerate
right.
you. If we're not really the version of us that we're to be, rather, that's on an intimate level and not male, female, you know what I mean? Old, young, white, black, short, tall, fat, skinny, whatever the case is. If we're not really the version of us that's supposed to be is, like, I'm out. I'm like Trey in Boys in the Hood. I just want to get out.
Yep.
You
know
no
what
doubt.
I mean?
Yep. And yep. On, that's right.
And on that note.
That's right.
I definitely want to tell everybody, thank you for joining us.
Please, yes.
And Olivia, it has been an absolute pleasure having you.
We
salute you, Queen, for your efforts, hard work, and the positivity that you put back into our community.
Thank you.
So before we go, definitely leaving you with the last closing marks.
Most definitely. I have enjoyed this, like, beyond any kind of concept. I've thoroughly enjoyed this, but I just want to urge everybody to work on self-development and work on self-empowerment, because if you work on those and you become more in tune with yourself, you'll weed out a lot of the stress and the daily depressions that you go through. So I most definitely want to encourage everybody, especially our people, really start working on yourself. Mm-hmm. And you'll be surprised how much your surroundings will change because you have worked on yourself. So.
Indeed. Give them that website again and let them know how they can get at you.
Most definitely is www.balancethyself.net. It's Olivia Sahar Alexa on Facebook, Instagram, all of that good stuff. I'm not hard to find. Or you could just Google Olivia Sahar Alexa and I'll pop up.
There it is.
Google me.
No need for business cards.
It's a lot of Google results for my name. So you can find me through that channel too.
Indeed. Well, again, it's been an honor and a pleasure and continued success in all that you do. And I'm going to be looking out for that next video.
We got to get you on. Where you located at?
Hold on, say that again.
You're right on time.
You about to drop one tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm dropping one tomorrow, so you're right on time. Yep.
What's that topic going to be? Let them folks know so they can check it out, too.
The topic is one of the main things you could do in your relationship to ruin it.
Y'all hear that?
Awesome.
Y'all hear that?
Yes. They're not going to be ready, but I'm going to do it anyway.
They ain't ready, but y'all check it out on Olivia Sahara Alexa. Find her on Facebook. And we want to say thank you for listening live and in the archive. This is your host, Jeff Hodges, with my co-host, Digga Dame Lee. That's our very special guest, Olivia Alexa, came to share about them herbal compounds. Y'all visit that site, Balance Thyself. Get healthy, everybody. That's the new gangster.
You dig.
And until next time.
YMP Radio, 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 live on Illy Ave.
Indeed. Peace and love, family.
Future.
You are listening to Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Live on Iliad, we are Real Baby Media.
We look to enrich, encourage, and engage our youth here on iHeartRadio.
And it's presented like a jewel.
We interview individuals such as Susan L. Taylor.
What we know is that failing schools are the pipeline to prison.
Jasari X.
We're the changers, and I feel like this generation is a generation that's really going to make change.
Dr. Julia Hare.
Best part about Action Plan is to reclaim the minds of our children.
Dick Gregory.
Our problem is we think we part of this government, you're not.
This is Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Live on Iliad, we are Real Baby Media.
Tune in to WWRN 1100 AM on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. and every Friday from 10 to 11 p.m. on WWE 1100 AM on iHeartRadio.
You just gotta get in tune with your purpose.
YMP.
You know.
Your calling number is
404-603-8770. Your host, Jeff Hodges.
We here now.
With your co-host, Digga Dame Lee.
Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Young Men's Perspective Radio.
YMP.
Welcome to the future, baby.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.